Ciao Cortona. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're the Young Americans. I'm Darius. Tonight we have with us Lena, Sally, and special guest, and hopefully, you know, new member, the Magic Molly.
Hey, everybody.
All right. I hope you guys are ready for a good show tonight. Tonight we're going to be starting out with Maggie Rogers, Say It.
Standing in the open light within the swelter of the night, I found myself staring at you. And every time my fingers touched, I felt like it would be too much and too little to hang on to. I cannot fall in love with you. I cannot feel this way so soon. I cannot be this way with you. I cannot fall in love with you.
That was Say It by Maggie Rogers. Great song. So, as I was saying earlier, we got a special guest with us today, Molly. Hey, how's it going? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Darius. It's so great to be here. I heard so much good stuff about the crew, and yeah, just I couldn't be happier. And when I was a little kid, it was actually my dream to be on the radio. So,
oh. Aw, dream come true.
You ever been to Disney World?
Never been to Disney World.
Okay, well, at least dreams still do come true.
Oh, they do.
I was wondering where you were
You've
going.
You've never
with
been
that.
To Disney World?
No, Mickey Mouse, screw that guy.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay, anyways.
It's, okay. It's not that cool. I only been once like 10 years, 50 years ago.
Oh. So you don't go to Georgia. Where do you go?
Well, I go to St. Lawrence University, which is in upstate New York. So if you know where Canada is, I'm about 20 minutes from there. So yeah, it's about 14 degrees Fahrenheit over there. The snow on the ground.
Yeah, you were showing me pictures last night. I was like, school would be canceled for 2 weeks.
Yeah, if we get flurries, they're like, we can't do it. No. We have to clear the road.
This is a national emergency.
No, we have our own snow plows on campus.
That's nice. Do That's students run them?
No, they don't trust us like that.
That'd be so reasonable.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust students.
So what's your focus in art?
Oh, well, in art, I love painting.
Oh yeah,
that's nice.
Molly is one of like the greatest painters I've ever seen.
She rocks so hard; it's incredible.
The female Da Vinci, dare I say it?
I mean, I don't have the beard, but
you can borrow mine.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pieces is your self-portrait. I just love it. And if you guys want to see Molly's painting, come to the Mostra, April 12th and 13th.
We have a date now.
Yeah, we have a date and a location. I forgot what it's called. Yep. But so the second song of the night is going to be Redbone by Childish Gambino. And that was Redbone by Childish Gambino, one of Darius' favorites.
He's my dad.
Earlier we were talking about, also the Mostra is going to be at Palazzo Ferretti. So on April 12th and 13th.
Beautiful pronunciation.
Yes, I practiced that over and over. And we're just now getting into the final weeks of classes and getting our pieces ready. And so I don't actually know which one I'm going to put into the Mostra. We get one piece per class. I'm going to do a self-portrait of myself in the guise of Frida Kahlo. So I'm working on that right
wow.
now.
All
right.
So
I,
pumped about
I just
that.
Like hyped that up way too much.
You got to draw a unibrow on yourself every day. To,
oh, yeah.
Like, get
I went yeah. character. I went yeah. as Frida Kahlo for Halloween. I know what to do. And then photography, I got to pick one picture, which is going to be really hard.
That is going to be
yeah,
hard.
It's going to be really, really hard. Especially we're working in series.
Yeah.
And then Molly also is going to do
yeah.
a big painting.
I've been thinking about what I'm going to put in there. We got some size constraints on the
oh, yeah.
pieces, but yeah. I painted a picture, a portrait of my friend Sally over here.
Hello, it's me.
Pretty portrait. A very beautiful portrait of Sally. So please, if you want to see what Sally looks like, come to the most job. Come and see. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to do that. And I made a garden gnome out of clay.
Oh.
And
that's a must see.
Another sight to see. So.
Yeah, I'm really
excited.
Honestly,
you need your own Mostra just for the gnome.
Absolutely. The I actually
incredible.
Made a family of gnomes, but yeah. I can only put one in.
Oh, yeah. How many are you?
Well, I'm at four now, and I'm going to make four more.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you going to make a little gnome dog?
That's
gnome
a big
army.
Family.
Yeah.
That is gnome really dog? Big. No, gnomes don't have dogs for pets.
Oh, sorry.
It would be so big. A gnome is like 10 inches tall. How much is that? Like 30 centimeters?
Yeah,
a dog don't. Would be ridiculous, Darius. The gnome could ride it around.
That's literally like the movie Gnomeo and Juliet. It's like them riding around on
Chihuahua.
Oh my god, Gnomeo and Juliet. What a classic.
What a classic. Do you guys like Gnomeo and Juliet?
I've never seen it.
Not even going to lie to you.
We're getting
I think
a
it's a good
track.
Film.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a good
Sorry.
Film.
Sally, what are you going to put in the Mostra?
So I'm thinking about putting a painting of a bunch of eyes.
That is,
that's what I've that's what
it.
I've got so far.
They're very mesmerizing.
There are actually some of
oh,
my
that's
eyes
creepy.
Too. So
that's true. Darius's mm-hmm. eyes are in there. Yeah.
Is mine?
It's the male gaze.
No, it's not.
No. That's my drawing. Oh, my draw. I also may be putting that in the
oh,
Mostra.
Cool.
So your eyes are going to be
in there one way or another.
Yeah, two times probably.
And last but not least, Mr. Darius, what art pieces are you choosing?
Oh man, that's a really good question. I will come back to that.
Oh yeah,
maybe
we're gonna
later.
Introduce the next song.
So coming up next, we have Cool Cat by Queen.
Cruising, driving along with the swing king, feeling the beat of my heart.
right, that was Cool Cat by Queen, and we're gonna go back to Darius and see what he's got going on pieces? For the Mostra.
That's right. So I think I'm gonna do. I did a diptych for drawing, and it's of two houses. I'm not gonna describe them because you got to come to the Mostra to see them. But they are two. It's the same house, but two different images.
Diptych.
Very interesting. Oh, so
yeah,
a diptych.
Explain what a diptych is.
I'm not necessarily the best artist to describe that, so maybe I should leave it to Molly or Sally. You guys wanna?
I mean, it's Sally basically knows, like a. It's like a piece of art that's two separate pieces. Like historically, they had a hinge in the middle, and they would open and close. But now in modern times, it's more just like two pieces that are usually attached that kind of feed off of each other. They can be separate, but they have more meaning together.
Basically, yeah. And so my houses, they look better together is the moral of this story. And then for photography, I haven't decided what image I'm going to do. Probably a self-portrait just because I'm doing the houses so people can see me, you know.
Like. Yeah. Again, like the behind... What is it called?
The landscape behind bars.
Yeah,
that was my last project.
Love that one.
Yeah,
we talked about that one last time.
That one was awesome.
Oh, thank you, Sally.
Portrait of that one. That'd be really cool.
See the man behind the house.
Yeah. And also, the Mostra space looks like really cool. It's gonna like we have to set it all up. We have jobs. Yeah. I have to learn how to mat painting.
I think we all do.
I have to learn how to mat.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess I kind of need to know that anyways.
Yeah, good skills to know.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited just to, like, opening night just to see everyone come out. Like, who's going to come out.
Through.
Hopefully a lot of, like, I mean, not tourists, but, like, there'll be a lot of people in town by then, hopefully, to come through.
I'm excited to have a reason to kind of dress up.
Yeah, we have not dressed up, like, once on this trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, speak for yourself.
I wear the same clothes, like, 4 days in a row, so.
I got to go shopping.
Well, the last time I tried to dress up, it didn't end well, right, Lena?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So, I'll tell you. I wore my high heels in Cortona.
This Tuesday.
High heels are difficult.
This is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, so let's see.
We were going to, also, where did we go?
Two short days ago.
We went to Osteria
del
Teatro. One of the nicest restaurants
We had a wonderful meal, but on the way, I wore my high heels, walked down the big hill. I was stuck.
You're fine.
Around.
Yeah, you're
fine.
I mean, you tripped
and
a couple times.
In the middle of the road, the heel snapped off of my shoe.
completely clean off. It snapped.
And I just couldn't believe that it happened to me. Just my luck.
Her solution was to rip the heel off of her other shoe and make flats.
Equal them out.
Yeah.
And now I just got a cute little pair of flats.
In 20 years, Molly's going to be the top shoe designer, and we're going to reflect on this story.
They're nice as flats. They work as flats.
Guess. I can hear you walking down the hallway with them. They're just so loud.
Yeah, they slap the ground.
I'll probably wear them to the Mostra. Oh, and coming up next, we got Wolf Cat by Still Woozy.
You always want to watch something late at night that terrifies you. Stand guard at the bedroom door. I wanna know everything you do. No one ever minds. Do it a thousand times. Just let me close to you. Cause in the dead of night, with you by my side, there's no cold that could cut through. For someone that can't talk, then you send it back to my face, love. You never pull punches and never will stop. I hope you never do, babe. No one ever minds. Do it a thousand times. Just let me close to you.
Was Wolfcat by Still Woozy.
Nice.
Amazing. We're going to use you just for sound effects the rest of the show.
Meep meep.
You got to trademark that.
Speaking of funny stories, I think Molly has a couple jokes that she wants to share.
Oh, yeah.
Share.
You guys want to hear some jokes?
Yes, please.
You sure?
Andiamo.
Please. All right. Here we go. All right. This is my personal favorite. Okay, guys. Why did the old woman fall in the well?
Why?
Why?
Because she couldn't see that well.
Oh my God, my queen!
I'm on the floor.
Joke queen.
Don't lie, you're not. You're sitting
rolling,
in your chair.
Yeah, rolling around on the floor laughing.
Okay, you want to hear one more? Just
yes.
One more.
If you must.
What is white, black, and red all over?
What?
A newspaper.
I
feel like you hyped the other one up.
That one wasn't as good, but, yeah. You know. It's good, you know, if you're not so good at speaking English, it's like, you know, oh, red, black, and the double meaning with the red. Anyway, I thought it would be good.
Oh, red.
R-E-D, like rosso, and then R-E-A-D, like what, legere?
Okay. Legere,
yeah.
Yep.
It's cheating.
Yeah, I just, okay, wow.
It's cheating a little.
So I actually didn't get it, and now I do. Amazing.
The more you know.
Anyone have any other jokes?
Dude, I don't know any jokes. Because every time someone tells me a joke, I forget the joke immediately. After.
Oh, yeah. I always butcher it.
It's one of my fatal flaws. I wish I could change it.
I'm only funny in, like, passing comments.
That's right.
Anyways. I'm working on an HBO special, but... You know,
I did get voted Class Clown. Class Clown 2014. Shout out.
In your yearbook superlative?
Yes.
So what happened then?
Yeah, no, I just got... infinitely less funny since then, I guess. I guess Darius is going to be introducing this next song.
All right, we have See You Again by Tyler, the Creator, and Kali Uchis.
You live in my dream state. We look at my fantasy. I stay in reality. You live in my dream state. Anytime I count, she. That's the only time we make up. Since we had my eyelids, no, I don't wanna wake up. 2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Get a kiss, and can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss, and can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again.
I said, okay, dookie. My infatuation it translating to another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, I ain't met you. I've been looking, stuck and waiting for. I stopped the chasing like an alcoholic. You don't understand me, what the fuck do you mean? It's them rose tinted cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie. Ugh. 2020 visions. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes. So
can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever?
That was See You Again by Tyler, the Creator, and Kali Uchis. So I had the lucky privilege of being able to see both of them live in concert, and they both played the song. They weren't together because I went to like both their individual concerts. Yeah, but it was still cool to like hear both of them play it. It was just a wonderful experience because I love them both.
Did you have a preference? Did you like one over the other?
I mean, Kali Uchis, of course, but Tyler, the Creator, he put an amazing show on
as well.
Yeah, I
feel like it'd be so hyped just going to that.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
And then, speaking of concerts, all three of us, me, Sally, and Darius, are going to be missing a T-Pain concert.
T-Pain.
Put on by our, like, school union club, like, student events, so they always put on someone for a free concert, and so we're missing T-Pain.
I can't believe it.
I really like T-Pain.
It's funny, T-Pain must be on a tour right now because I'm also missing T-Pain at my school. And we're at least 20 hours away from each other?
Yeah.
Up in New York versus down in Georgia. So I can't say I'm that disappointed. I don't love T-Pain, but
he's great acoustically. Anyways, we're also going to be missing our G-Day. Which is,
G-Day.
I love G-Day so much. So what's G-Day, Darius? Do you know what it is?
I got a good idea. So basically it's when the UGA football team plays together, you know, before the season starts off.
Yeah, their big spring scrimmage, and it's a huge free event, and we always pack the stadium.
Didn't we break some records?
Yeah, we broke a record, not this last year, I think, but the first year we had Kirby as our coach.
Yeah.
And it was just a huge... I think Ludacris was there also.
that probably had something to do with it.
Little football Americano.
Yeah, so that's one of like my favorite Georgia traditions. I just love spring football and just hanging out, tailgating. What about you, Sally?
Listening to the music. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big football person.
Don't worry, I'm Keel.
And I'm not even a huge tailgater.
I love tailgating.
But I like how... like the energy of the town.
Oh yeah,
everybody kind of gets pretty hype about it.
Yeah, including all like the music venues and like bars and stuff.
Yeah,
football games are great. And this next song coming up, we have "Happy If You're Happy" by Matt and Kim.
bring you home. I'll sleep in museums while you take all day to see them. Meet me in the lobby and I'll bring you home.
And that was Happy If You're Happy by Matt and Kim, one of my favorite songs right now.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and then this weekend, Saturday, we have a trip coming up.
Yeah, you guys all packed?
Oh, no.
It's a day trip.
Oh, a day trip.
No. Oh, right.
Our cameras.
I don't even have a camera.
And where are we going?
Volterra.
Yeah, Volterra, and yep. I can't pronounce the other place. I don't even...
See if we can figure it out.
It's like sand something.
And I don't want to butcher it.
I don't even want to try. Do you know what it's...
I don't know where we're going, but no matter where we're going, I think it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
definitely going to be beautiful. Yeah. It always is.
Okay, yeah, we've been able to travel so many places. We've been so lucky in our program. We've done Rome, Florence, Assisi.
Pisa.
Siena.
Siena
was beautiful.
Siena was great.
Yeah, I love Siena. And Orvieto, of course. Oh, Orvieto might have been my favorite.
Yeah, I think Assisi is my favorite now. That was, I loved Assisi. We did that. You didn't go. That was just me. That hike. There's like a hike
that
behind
was awesome.
The basilica, and that's where I took a lot of my film for my film series that I'm probably gonna put into Mostra.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
Of our, I don't think we've talked about Brian on this show. I've tried to get him to come out. He will not do it.
Our Brian, visiting artist intern.
Yes, our RA.
Yeah,
our,
basically.
Our he's in charge of us. He's our babysitter.
He is our babysitter.
Sometimes we babysit him.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what my... Well, I'm not going to tell you what my picture's of, but he's
next
in it.
Time.
And then, okay, did you look it up?
Yeah, yeah. So it's San Gimignano.
Okay, we got a bunch of laughs on that.
San Gimignano.
Is it closer?
If Darius can't say it, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, Molly, you try.
Let me give it a whack.
Is it gimme? There in Volterra.
Yeah, we're
yow. Oh, yow, yow.
Do you wanna?
Okay, so coming up next, we have Cockroaches by Slang.
Cockroaches.
Hello? Yes. Ah, hello, darling. This is the killer speaking. What's that, baby? Do I like what? Uh-huh. I sure do like it, baby.
Cockroaches. Calling on my landline.
With a line, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, she's screaming down the mic. Mr. Operator, operating all the time. I ain't giving out my number, you'll be ringing off my line. See, you're killing all my vibes and my merry ways. Every day is a party in the center, babe. Win away for a second to a better place. Bad days when we're on one, yeah, the nonsense. All the time in the world, I couldn't see it. Deep cover in the covers, couldn't free it. Just the streets, they don't wanna hang. No coke, no joke. You gotta see it to believe it.
Calling on my landline. I don't wanna answer. I don't wanna tell them no. Cockroaches. Calling on my landline. I don't wanna answer. I don't wanna tell them.
Said it started at 9, finished at 10. Jumping on the tube, Bobby Rattler's out again. I got some Henny in my belly and I'm calling all my friends. Kelly's with Shelly and she's bringing all the ends. Talking so much that she's running out of breath. She's doing in my head, I wanna go to bed. I wanna go to bed and take her there. I wanna take her there, so I pulled out the stash. She's sitting on my cash, I hate to be rash. Every night on the lash, you should've seen her face when I asked her for some cash. You should've seen her face, man.
Calling on my landline. I don't wanna
torches. Calling on my landline. I don't wanna answer.
Okay, that was Cockroaches by Slang, not Cockroaches, because that would be a weird name for a song. And we're going to...
Speaking of difficult pronunciation.
We figured it out.
Darris. Well, I don't... Yeah, Darris, so, you try.
Okay. Wait, we're all going to try it, and then I'll...
We'll go one by one, and then
okay.
together.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, yeah. Go.
San Gimignano.
Okay.
All right, that was...
My turn, I guess. oh, no. San Gimignano.
Okay,
Sally.
San Gimignano.
Oh, that was... That's literally...
Allora, San Gimignano.
Okay, together we can...
Okay, one,
two, three.
San Gimignano.
Okay.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of... Nice. I'm kidding, but... this will be our last day trip or excursion, yeah, and then we'll just be working on the motion.
Preparing
then
we go to Vienna.
Venice.
Oh, yeah. Venice. Oh, my God. Where are we?
Vienna.
Super excursion.
Yeah. Vienna for a day.
Dude, I thought we were going to Vienna until, like, last week.
Yeah. Okay.
Genuinely, I thought we were still going to that
international
place.
Travelers.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, Vienna is in Austria.
No, yeah,
right?
It's in Europe.
Italian Vienna.
What?
There is Romeo and Juliet.
Verona?
Oh.
Romeo.
Can we cut this out? I would just like to just take all that out.
No, keep it in. Yeah, no,
speaking
Vienna's
of cutting out, I need a haircut.
Oh my God. Yeah. Smooth transition. Yeah.
Yes, I recommend, or I told you.
Alessandro.
Yeah, Alessandro.
Yes.
I haven't been.
I have been told that I need to get an Italian haircut, so.
You're going to come back with half your head shaved.
I might give it a shot, too. You know, let's see.
You could definitely rock that, though. Molly could definitely rock a head shave.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Some side action like Jen.
Yeah.
The future Jen right here.
No.
Oh, wait. We're back on the...
We have intel.
We did not pronounce correctly.
Oh, coming in the radio. We got intel on
the name.
yeah, but Venice will be the last, 4 or 5 days of the trip?
I think four.
Four, last 4 days?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to be really depressed the whole time.
Like, honestly, I'm going to miss you guys.
Leaving our little town, our little home.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, to make us feel a little bit better, we got a really nice song coming up that one of my favorites. It's called Sunflower by Post Malone and Sway Lee.
Bad, nevertheless, calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. walking out. I can hear you telling me to turn around. Fighting for my trust and you won't back down. Even if we gotta risk it all right now. I know you're scared of the unknown. You don't wanna be alone. I know I always come and go, but it's out of my control. And you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too. You'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
And that was actually a song from the soundtrack of one of the new superhero movies.
Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Verse. I saw that movie. I remember the song now. Yeah, it was a great movie.
They played it here. I didn't go see it, but I still haven't seen a movie in the teatro, and I want to really
badly. I think on Sunday night we should all go and see a movie.
Definitely. Sunday. I want to figure out where to buy DVDs here as well.
I'm going to be busy. But yeah, no, we can try to do that.
Y'all ready to try this again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to... Okay. One, two, three.
San Gimignano.
Okay.
Okay, we're done with that forever.
That's closure.
Going off of that.
That's all I wanted.
Yep. Show's done forever. Pronunciation. Yeah.
It's important. Pronunciation is important.
And location, you know, Verona, Vienna.
Oh, yeah.
Do not. They're both V's, okay?
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but that's like the same. Not.
Vienna, Verona, potato, tomato.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Potato, tomato.
In other news, you know. the weather's been real windy.
Oh, yeah, no, it has been incredibly windy.
Yeah.
So all of the doors in our, like, dorm or whatever are, like, hundreds of years old, and so they just be slamming all the time.
The doors be slamming.
Very loud. I got woken up at 3 in the morning the other night during the big windstorm.
That was really scary.
3 a.m. was the time to be awake.
And knocked one of our trees down.
Oh, man.
Oh,
in the Severini, and knocked over the tree in the middle of our picnic benches and just ruined them.
My door had this little, like, rusty thing, and it was, like, the whole night, so I put a little olive oil on it.
No, you didn't.
Olive oil? Really?
I swear.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
That's incredible. Yep.
No, olive oil can do anything.
Probably. It's a key to a long life.
I'm going to start taking olive oil shots by the end of the trip.
You're going to live to 200 years old.
Yeah,
oh, you know what we haven't talked about? We went to the hot springs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know why I remembered, but...
I was in Cinque Terre that weekend, so you guys
No one cares. No one cares, but... I'm kidding. No, Darius went to Cinque Terre this weekend. But me, Molly, Sally, and a couple other people, we went to Chianciano Terme Hot Springs. We, like, went for a day trip and did the 4-hour day pass, and it was amazing.
It was so beautiful.
So amazing.
It was a wellness center. I felt very well afterward. All of my ailments were cured.
Everyone there looked good, like, for their age. I was like, this is it. This is the fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really was. Also, the popsicles were incredible.
Also, big fan of those. They're really good.
And the fruit cups. Oh, man.
Everything tastes better by the water. When you're sitting by the water, you can eat anything. You're like, wow, this tastes really good. And there's something about sitting next to a body of water.
Yeah, and it was like 68 degrees or something. Molly got real burnt.
I was a red tomato.
She was very burnt. Also, speaking of fruit, you said fruit. The fruit is like 10 times better here.
It is. It is. It's incredible. The oranges here, especially, the best I've ever had. Not even gonna lie. Better than Florida.
Better than...
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I guess...
Florida oranges?
Yeah. They're okay.
All right. The next song we have is Go to Town by Doja Cat.
I just wanted to mention...
Let me see you go to town, babe. Go to town. she shave it all off, Charlie Brown with it. Looking all around, all the other girls sound fishy. He ain't never caught her with this, why he down with it. Yeah, I'm telling you,
what?
This incredible, oh. This edible. It's like chemical, kiss my dip. My taste medical. Tastes like chemicals. If he gave it up when he tastes that, turn head around.
Oh my god.
Can you see that? She need knee pads. I'm a bad bitch. Pee pad. For the if he don't eat it, he a D bag. He could use a submarine. Come see me.
Make it down, boy. Really down. Baby, let me watch you go to town. Wish you one chance, baby. Never hold it now.
The free trust of love, baby, don't lie. Cause I can believe my eyes. In a man between my thighs all the time, yeah, I do my DIYs. And it's clean but messy like a pizza. Spend time on a donkey, even I eat hot. Call it chunky monkey. I be texting peaches. He texts me a eggplant, I text him a peanut.
If you're down, boy, really down. Baby, let me watch you go to town. Wish you one chance, baby, never hold now.
Okay, that was Go to Town by Doja Cat. Now, our next song is going to be a little bit special. It's by the Magic Molly herself. She's going to be doing Dream a Little Dream for Me by Ella Fitzgerald, but, you know, the Molly version. So, you guys, hope you're ready.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, wherever they be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries far behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
All right, that was the Magical Molly. Molly, that was amazing.
You blow my mind.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You guys.
My heart. Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, if you guys want to meet her, you can meet her at the Mostra.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be, or I guess we're going to say our closing. So we're finally dropping these episodes. So we've been recording these for weeks. and it's finally going to drop, I guess, tomorrow or today because you're listening to it. Friday night. You can listen to us on radioandcountry.org. Also on the FM radio. I don't remember what that one is. But Molly, did you have a good time?
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to come back again. Sally.
Yeah.
Back for a second time.
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta, it was so much fun.
We're going to find a song for you for next week, too.
I would love to come back.
Definitely.
Next time, maybe there'll be another new person. You never know what's going to come next.
Some duets, maybe.
Maybe a duet. You really don't want to miss the next episode, or else you are going to regret it. It's going to be great.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. If you've been listening to us this whole time, or if you binge listen to us, thank you so much, because, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this.
It's making the Italian experience very unique, so yeah, appreciate your support.
It's been a special experience. And so the last song of the night is going to be a song that was written just for Georgia by Waka Flocka Flame, and it's For My Dogs. Go G-Day.
Bye-bye.
Flocka. Mentally ill, please someone call a doctor. 911, it's emergency, go get a doctor. You don't know by now, boy, they call me Waka Flocka. Got a bad habit, I might OD off yappers. Whole bunch of choppers for my enemies. Devil into me, my mind on injury. I'm in front of the jury like I'm guilty. Shouted, chop me, so I killed them off GP. Mom, I'm sorry, I can't let you bury. Don't worry, just commissary. And some letters plus some phone time, mama. What's the golden rule? Don't turn on my partners. I'ma ride, I'ma ride, I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma die for my motherfucking dogs. I'ma rob, I'ma rob, I'ma steal, I'ma steal, I'ma kill for my motherfucking dogs. I'ma ride, I'ma ride, I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma die for my motherfucking dogs. I'ma rob, I'ma rob, I'ma steal, I'ma steal, I'ma kill for my motherfucking dogs.
I heard a lot of niggas missing me, they let me know they missing me. I've been down for some months, now it's time to make history. With these evil ass thoughts, it feel like Satan just entered me. I'ma pull through this shit, I don't need no nigga to pray for me. I was told to calm down and spit my pain on the mic. I dropped one mixtape, 6 months late, my career took flight. Oh, they do it, got them hype. Love them gun sounds, make them fight. I go hard in the pain, you can tell that on sight. I'm the mixtape prince, ain't no nigga fucking with me. I'm from Plain County, Riverdale, but born in New York. Northside Queens to be exact, Chris Paul, we a wolf pack. I can taste these niggas' flesh, I can smell these niggas' fear. Riverdale,
I'ma ride, I'ma ride, I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma die. My motherfucking dogs. I'ma rob, I'ma rob, I'ma steal, I'ma steal, I'ma kill for my motherfucking dogs. I'ma ride, I'ma ride, I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma die for my motherfucking dogs. I'ma rob, I'ma rob, I'ma steal, I'ma steal, I'ma kill for my motherfucking dogs.
It's like a mansion crime, but sometimes this shit hurt. Why they put G baby face on a t-shirt? Me, I know it hurt, that's just God at his work. Low, all the real niggas living in the dirt. I'ma ride, I'ma ride, every chance a nigga get. I'ma squeeze, I'ma squeeze, I'ma let my gun rip. R.I.P. Trav on some real nigga shit. Real nigga click, I'm on my Brit Squad shit. One lousy ass bully, can't fucking stop me. I feel like Rocky, when he fought Apollo Creed. I'm a certified G, Waka Flocka 2 Street. You can call me Concrete, raised by Grove Street.
I'ma ride, I'ma ride, I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma die
for my motherfucking dogs.
I'ma rob, I'ma rob, I'ma steal, I'ma steal, I'ma kill
for my motherfucking dogs.
I'ma ride, I'ma ride, I'ma live, I'ma live, I'ma die
for my motherfucking dogs.
I'ma rob, I'ma rob, I'ma steal, I'ma steal, I'ma kill
for my motherfucking dogs.